Is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Joanna LaForgia from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading from the September 2025 issue of Southern Living Magazine. This week, we will finish the piece we started last week about a long weekend in Chapel Hill, and then we'll move on to Ivy's Kitchen, which, if I'm not mistaken, has a tailgate recipe. Okay. All right. Are you ready? The cover of this magazine, which was described in our last episode, is that of a bright, large bedroom. We're in the corner, but the bedroom has high-pitched, white-beamed ceiling, and it has a huge picture windows overlooking a forest, and not a very dense forest. There's some grasses and forest, and the windows are framed with floral drapes, floor to ceiling drapes, and they have a scattered yellow, blue, and green floral print on them that matches a chaise lounge before the window with a little reading table with some books stacked upon it beside that table. And we see the corner of a four-poster bed off to the side and some Queen Anne furniture in here. All right, from the top to the bottom, the print is the Idea House issue, Southern Living, the Secrets of Southern Design. Along the bottom, a long weekend in Chapel Hill, new reasons to love pole beans, and the lost art of caramel frosting, plus Texas-inspired tailgate recipes. The caption of the photo on the cover, listeners, is our 2025 Idea House at Keswick Estate near Charlottesville, Virginia, and it says September 2025. And this would probably be a good time to let you know, listeners, that our all of our Southern Living episodes are podcasts after their initial broadcasts. You can find them on our website, ncreadingservice.org. However, for the time being, they are still posted under Triangle Bulletin Board. So, when you go to the podcast section of our website, click on Newsletters, and then Triangle Bulletin Board, and all of our Southern Living episodes are there, including the last one where we began the story that we're going to pick up on now. And that story is under the monthly feature of Adventures in Travel and Culture, The South, Long Weekend, The Endless Charm of Chapel Hill by Kelly Alexander. And this is a three-day weekend. We started with Friday last episode, and we're in the middle of Saturday right now. Saturday is shopping, pizza, and a show. If you're peckish, go for a homemade hot dog from butcher and pitmaster Sam Suchop's cart, The Pig. For lunch, crowds head to Mamala's Curry Blossom Cafe, which has been voted tops for Indian food by Indie Week, and that's I-N-D-Y Week, readers. Tops for Indian food by Indie Week readers for 10 years running. South Indian specialties are the thing here, including giant dosas with masala-seasoned vegetables, spiced fried okra, and cardamom brownies. The Mamala's is especially good at providing tasty choices for gluten-free and vegetarian folks, but the area's meat eaters will tell you not to miss their local goat curry. If you're craving a sandwich, Neal's Deli, and listeners, that's N-E-A-L, Neal's Deli serves hot and cold subs and other options like Reuben's with house-smoked pastrami and New Orleans-style muffalettas, plus the big homemade chicken noodle soup around. Excuse me, that's the best homemade chicken noodle soup around. Mid-afternoon is time for some browsing and retail therapy. At William Travis Jewelry, bespoke modern pieces are crafted on-site by a sixth-generation artisan and his children in a showroom that's worthy of any city anywhere. Epilogue is a quirky bookstore with lots of author events and readings. You can sip on one of their coffee, tea, or chocolate-based drinks while perusing the thoughtful recommendations of the staff. Different still is Carr Mill Mall, and that's C-A-R-R for Carrboro. Carr Mill Mall, a restored textile mill on the National Register of Historic Places, in which you'll find a delightful assortment of independently owned shops, including an old-fashioned toy emporium and a beading design studio. Dinner on Saturday night calls for a classic. Pizzeria Mercato is from hometown hero Gabe Barker, whose parents owned Durham's now-closed Magnolia Grill and put this area on the food map in the 80s and 90s. Barker's Neapolitan-style brick oven pizzas, the wild mushroom version, is out of this world, as well as handmade pastas and gelati, reflect the family's creative and delicious legacy. If a seasonal trattoria is more alluring, David Periton, one of Pizzeria Mercato's former sous chefs, opened Tesoro, a tiny and sweet open kitchen establishment with just 26 seats that's known for dishes like North Carolina sourced pork ragu and fresh focaccia. And there are some photos on this page, listener, around town in Chapel Hill. Take a peaceful walk through the North Carolina Botanical Garden. And that photo is, of course, of a botanical garden. There are some look to be very sweet-smelling blossoms and herbs growing in stone-framed islands. Some are round and some are angled and some are curvy. And there is a forest of tall trees in the background. The Mahler's Curry Blossom Cafe has a large menu of South Indian specialties like dosas and curries. And there's a photo of the dosas and rice, basmati, looks like yellow basmati rice, and some very artistic surfaced drink. We're looking at this from an aerial view, listeners. It all looks delicious. And finally, the Liquor Wall at the Crunkleton, and that's C-U-R-N-K-L-E-T-O-N, features a jaw-dropping assortment of spirits for making vintage cocktails. And yes, there is a tall, listeners, liquor wall here, filled with bottles, several shelves top to bottom, filled with bottles and some cases along the top of the shelf. And in the foreground, we have a barista, or a mixologist, I suppose we would call him, because he is indeed mixing a drink. And there's a basket of fruit, a brown basket of fruit nearby him, there at the bar. He's wearing a white shirt and a big black bow tie, and he has black hair. Looking down at his work, and appears to be enjoying his work. All right, back to our essay. Later, if you're in the mood for entertainment, you have many great choices. Try to catch a show at Playmakers Repertory Company, the professional theater troupe on the UNC Chapel Hill campus. I can vouch for that one personally, listeners. Okay, it often allows local talent to collaborate with guest Broadway artists. Rock fans will love Cat's Cradle, an iconic music club that's been around for over 50 years and always has great emerging bands on the schedule. It's regarded as one of the best small-scale rock venues in the South. For a more intimate experience featuring up-and-coming indie groups and cheap beer, the Underground, literally, dive bar, The Cave, has a jam-packed lineup of performers plus regular open mic and DJ nights. And listeners, there's a photo here of the Carr Mill Mall, and again, that's C-A-R-R, and it's, it may be a painting, it may be a drawing of some sort, but it's a color drawing of, in the background is an awning with some windows, all open windows of a storefront, and in the foreground, canopied by some huge oak trees, are several colorful metal tables and chairs at which different kinds of people, all kinds of people, are seated. And there's someone walking with a backpack, someone suggestive of students walking around with backpacks in this very pretty mall. And the caption of the photo or painting is, "One-stop shopping in nearby Carrboro, the Carr Mill Mall has locally owned stores and several innovative dining spots." And finally, listeners, we are on Sunday. Sunday coffee, a hike, and basketball. Start the day with a scone and a cup of joe at Gray Squirrel Coffee Company, which roasts their beans and bakes everything in their pastry case, including gluten-free and vegan treats, on site. Make a date at Bluebird for brunch, available only on Sundays. This stylish French bistro serves classics like omelets au jambon. Let me try that again, listeners. Omelets au jambon and decadent hot chocolate to the post-church crowd from a menu that changes weekly. Walk off your meal and soak in the beauty of Chapel Hill's greenways on about 18 miles of trails surrounding the town. A favorite is the Pumpkin Loop, where runners, walkers, and those with dogs and strollers enjoy a tree-covered 2.4-mile path. Before leaving town, pop into the Carolina Basketball Museum, where you can bear witness to the joys and pains of the renowned 6-time men's national champion Tar Heels. The space, which is a model basketball court, is filled with incredible sports highlights and memorabilia, including items from Michael Jordan's college career. If you don't remember... Excuse me. If you don't remember Luke Maya's buzzer beater over the University of Kentucky in 2017, a visit here is a peek into the world of next-level fans. Journalist and Chapel Hill native Will Blythe aptly summed up UNC's particularly fierce rivalry with Duke University in a book called "To Hate Like This Is to Be Happy Forever." And that author, again, listeners, is Will Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E. Perhaps because I'm used to making assignments for my enterprising students, I'm afraid I've offered you an ambitious itinerary. You will likely not get to it all in a weekend, but don't worry. When you drive under that canopy of willow oaks again as you depart, you can start dreaming of your return. And that's our story, listeners. In the right column, here's a post note. Book your stay. Lodging that suits different styles. AC Hotel, Chapel Hill downtown. The sleek glass and wood building is conveniently located in the middle of town within walking distance of boutiques and restaurants. Rizzo Center. Close to campus, the Rizzo Center has 183 rooms and suites, forested grounds, and top-tier amenities, including well-stocked snack pantries on every floor. Graduate by Hilton, Chapel Hill. This hotel on Franklin Street has a restaurant called the Trophy Room and 69 guest rooms decked out in Carolina blue. And for those listeners who may not know, I don't know, who wouldn't, but for many of us might not know that the Carolina blue referred to here is the blue color of the UNC's team color, blue. Bit of what we'd think of as a sky blue, and it's lighter than the Duke blue. Okay, the Carolina Inn. Go with a standby at this over 100-year-old town anchor and campus institution. It features a red brick southern colonial style facade and has a history of hosting visiting Pulitzer Prize winners and Nobel laureates. It's called the University's Living Room. There's high tea in the dining room and live music on the lawn. And that's the Carolina Inn. And that's it for our long weekend in Chapel Hill. And now we'll move on to something that could be in any town. And this is in the in-season section and Ivy's Kitchen, which is a regular feature, of course, in our magazine. And this is entitled Touchdown Dip for the Win. This warm and cheesy appetizer brings the heat no matter who's playing. And this is by Ivy Odom. And we are looking down at a pan, a silver pan, a skillet, and it's filled with what is apparently, which is the touchdown dip. It's of a pale yellow color and has several garnishes upon it. And I won't venture to say what they are. We'll read what they are so we can be sure to get that accurately. And on the sides are some taco chips. And, of course, there's an inset circle with a photo of our own Ivy Odom smiling. She has long brown hair, red lipstick, and long blue hoop earrings that match the blue in a floral blouse, which we can see the top of. It's a collared floral blouse. Okay. Ivy's Kitchen. Certain foods have the magical ability to transport you to a different place. When I was in college at the University of Georgia, our family tailgates were never complete without my mama's dog food dip, that's spelled D-A-W-G, a nod to Uga, the team's bulldog mascot. One taste of this bubbling hot combo of Velveeta and Rotel takes me back to a red and black tent on South Campus in Athens, where everyone crowded around a slow cooker for a last bite of the cheesy mixture before kickoff. Back at home in Birmingham, I have recreated her recipe for game days, but with a twist I picked up from my travels. I visit New Mexico's Hatch Valley every fall to help family friends put up green chilies and then fly back with a cooler slam full of our efforts. Over time, I have found plenty of inventive ways to use up my stash, like my spicy lemonade recipe at Wright. But the touchdown dip below is easily the fan favorite. My version takes a few creative liberties with my mom's classic queso, like using green chilies in place of Rotel. But it's just familiar enough to make you dream of Saturdays in the South. Rivalries may be strong, but nothing brings us all together quite like hot, melty cheese. And listeners, Rotel is spelled R, it's a brand name apparently. It's R-O hyphen and then T-E-L. And it caps on the R's and R and the T. Here's the recipe for our touchdown dip. If you're not eating this right away, transfer it to a slow cooker set on low and garnish just before serving. All right, the active time and the total time is 25 minutes for this recipe, and it serves 8. Here are the ingredients. 8 ounces fresh Mexican chorizo, casings removed, 1 12-ounce can of evaporated milk, 1 pound of white American cheese, chopped or torn, 1 cup shredded pepper jack cheese, about 4 ounces, 3 4-ounce cans of diced green chilies, drained, sliced jalapeno chili, fresh cilantro leaves, pickled red onions, and crumbled queso fresco for garnish. Tortilla chips and green hot sauce, such as El Yucateco, for serving. Here are our steps. 1. Heat a 10-inch cast iron skillet over medium. Add the chorizo. Cook, stirring to crumble until browned, about 8 minutes. Drain on a paper towel-lined plate and wipe the skillet clean. Step 2. Add evaporated milk to the skillet. Heat over medium until the edges begin to bubble, about 5 minutes. Reduce heat to medium-low. Add American and pepper jack cheeses. Cook, stirring constantly until melted. 6 to 8 minutes. Stir in green chilies. Cook until heated through, about 2 minutes. Remove skillet from heat. Top with cooked chorizo, jalapeno, cilantro, pickled red onions, and queso fresco. Serve with tortilla chips and hot sauce. And here, listeners, we have time for the green chili lemonade recipe that she spoke of earlier. All right? Green chili lemonade, and there's a tall glass of it here. It looks good. It's golden. Stir together 3 cups of water, 1 half cups each of fresh lemon juice and simple syrup, and 2 4-ounce cans of diced green chilies in a pitcher. Chill at least 2 hours or overnight. Pour through a fine mesh strainer into a large measuring cup or bowl and discard green chilies. Return lemonade to pitcher. Serve over ice and garnish with lemon wheels. And the active time for that is 20 minutes, and that's also the total time to prepare that. 20 minutes plus 2 hours chilling, and it serves 6 to 8. And there's a post note from Ivy here, and it's there's a picture of a cookbook called My Southern Kitchen. It's blue, the cookbook, and it's got a blue and white floral spine. And there's a large picture of Ivy in a red dress holding a bowl of vegetables, I think. And the background are kitchen shelves. And the caption is, "My first cookbook is coming soon." My Southern Kitchen hits stores next month and includes over 100 recipes that put new twists on old favorites, like the green chili lemonade that we just read about. All right. And that's it for Ivy's Kitchen. And we also continue with In Season with a complimentary article here from Mr. Southern Living. And this is called Ready for Game Day. The Today Show anchor kicks off the season with this super Southern dessert. For Craig Melvin, it's not a real tailgate without a little competition. You need to have fans from both teams. There's got to be trash talking, he says. You can't engage in that if everyone's for the same squad. He roots for the Gamecocks, a native of Columbia, home to the University of South Carolina. His devotion only deepened when he returned to the area for his first post-grad news gig after attending Wofford College in Spartanburg. My house was in the Rosewood neighborhood, within walking distance of Williams-Brice Stadium. I spent many Saturdays tailgating there, he says. But whether you're celebrating on campus or watching in the living room, Craig maintains that a game day gathering hinges on the menu. You've got to have fried chicken from either Bojangles, he says. There should be plenty of libations, like beer and bourbon, plus non-alcoholic options, too. If my mom's there, you've got to have the kind of sweet tea where the sugar congeals at the bottom of the plastic container that's been in your family for roughly 40 years, he adds. You can also count on desserts, like these pretzel crust bourbon pecan bites. They combine my favorite pie with my favorite beverage, says Craig. And when it comes to his pronunciation of that ever-polarizing nut, the Palmetto State native remains loyal to the way he's always said it. I say pecan. Why do we have to conform, he asks. And listeners, there is a photo here of these little pecan. They're in, cupcake papers, right? Cupcake holders there, liners. And it's filled with, they're golden, and it looks like they're golden pecans, or pecans, as Craig Melvin would say. He's golden as well. There's an inset of his photo, and it's got a red background, and he's wearing a dark pink or light red tie, smiling, and a blue collared shirt. All right, and we've got the recipe here for the one-bite pretzel crust bourbon pecan pies. And they sure do look good. We won't have time for the entire recipe this week, so we will start it next week in our next episode of Southern Living. Because that's it for today's episode of Southern Living. I hope you enjoyed it and hope that you'll listen next time. I'm Joanna LaForgia, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. But recall, listeners, that that will be posted under newsletters and Triangle Bulletin Board. That's where Southern Living episodes are for now. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. We'd love to hear from you. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening, and so long till next time.